The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good hump day morning. Hump day. It's Wednesday, middle of the week. That's why they call it over the hump. You know, the old cliche. Oh, goodness. 1 minute after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. And of course, we're back. Yeah, got to love that. We have all sorts of we had three callers yesterday, which tells me, three callers saying, well, it's Dave Krieger said on the radio yesterday that he was going to pull the plug on shortwave. No. I'm not the producer of the show. I'm only the commentator, but I'm not a commentator. Anyway, anything but. I'm not the one that said pull the plug on the show. We have had and bounced around, and I know the arguendo here. Some of you, it's the only way that you can listen to the show is on shortwave. And we understand that. The thing is fixed income or no fixed income, we got a Give, Send, Go campaign. We started last year in October and have gotten one donation at $25. So I think people don't understand that it costs thousands of dollars a month to run shortwave. So that means if you like to listen to us on shortwave and you're not supporting the radio station, well, if shortwave goes away, the only way that you can listen to the show is to go to Rick Satellite, and he's going to be on the show on Friday, and buy one of his receivers that will allow you to get worldwide stuff, including Global Star. And Global Star carries the Power Hour, and so you can listen to the show for a one-time fee, and you get the equipment, and Rick's going to be here on the show on Friday to talk about it. And you don't have to worry about losing your shortwave frequency because Global Star, you'll be able to beam up to the satellite and carry everything. So, you know, again, you spending $269 to get a satellite system where you can listen to hundreds of channels and watch stuff on TV that's more educational than mainstream media. You know, it's a heck of a lot cheaper than sitting there and having to, you know, create residual thousands of dollars per month payments for us. And it's entirely a business decision. And it's not my business decision. It's the people that pay for the show. And one of the ways that we generate revenue is on the Power Mall. So here's how it works. When you buy stuff at the Power Mall, and like I said, this is not me. This is not my business decision. My business decision only affects the Krieger files, which the .com website is up, by the way. But we're tweaking it, so the links probably will not work. And if they do, well, all right. See, we're, like I said, we're tweaking it from before. So, and the Power Hour affiliate link will be on that website. So that means if you go there and you click on that website, I get paid for your order. That's what it means. I get a percentage, all right? So understand that this is how we survive. A lot of people go out and do paid subscriptions. In other words, you would go to BitChute, Rumble, Brighteon, some of the other back channel media you normally visit if you have internet, and you pay per month to get access to their content. All right. This is how the internet is working these days. Now, for those of you who only have shortwave radio, if you're on a fixed income, understand that anybody that is making a paycheck, it doesn't matter what it is, where it's coming from, whatever source derived, could be Social Security. I call it social insecurity. I mean, what in heaven's name would happen if all of a sudden Social Security, which of course everybody and their brother in government has been robbing Peter to pay Paul and Social Security. Oh, look at all this money. Look at this big pile of money. Let's go get drunk and spend it like a sailor in a whorehouse. Let's do that, you know. And so now you wonder why Social Security's in trouble. And I have talked to Congressman Greg Stube from Florida face-to-face about this at length, and nothing he says satisfies my urge other than to say, sir, you don't know. Are you full of the proverbial caca? Are you saying this just to appease me and placate me? You don't understand what my position in life is, sir. You know, we all are of age where if you hit that magic number, you get to draw what you put into. And if what you put into is not there, then you have no fixed income, right? That's probably the scariest part of life right now for many of you that are listening to the show. And don't, if you think it's not, you call me right now, 844-769-2944, and you tell me, no, Dave, that's not. You know, I'm freaking out because I have a feeling that, you know, I don't have enough Nuke Protect. In fact, we had somebody buy a whole case of it the other day because they're concerned about making sure that their family has enough of the good iodine in their system in case something god-awful happens. Because every time we turn on the news, it looks like we're going to enter into a serious nuclear confrontation. Now, we're either being programmed to be fearful of everything, and this is just part of it. This is one of the reasons why we're going to be talking to Etienne de la Boite. That's a pseudonym for the guy that wrote this book I'm holding up to the screen right now, Government, the Biggest Scam in History. And if you understand what the keywords are, we'll be discussing that in our next hour with the Etienne de la Boite. Now, you understand something. It's a French name. Etienne means Stephen. And this gentleman existed way back in the 1500s, okay? Understand that, you know, a lot of what is in this book, and I have been looking through it religiously. Now, when I say religiously, it doesn't mean like we did. We pulled a spoof on my chemistry teacher one day. She said, I want you to religiously study this chapter. So all of us smart alecks in the back row, there is a unique difference between ionic bonding and covalent bonding. And the teacher looked up and went, that's not what I meant. You know, see, back in high school, we could get away with stuff like that. Not anymore. Oh, now they have cancel culture. Oh, my gosh. What will they think of next besides censorship? Can't say anything funny. Can't. I mean, they're beating up comedians on stage. I mean, come on. This is nuts. But that's the way of the world these days. And so we have to learn how to cope. But at the same time, as my darling farmer in Indiana, Darlene, says, we have to learn to say no. So if you have any questions or concerns about what we're doing on the Power Mall, you can call us at 877-817-9829. You can use our live chat on thepowermall.com or send us an email at support@thepowermall.com. Make donations there, talking to Jay at 877-817-9829. And I realize fixed income or no fixed income, we have to be able to sell products on the Power Mall in order to exist, because that's what helps pay this several thousand dollar a month shortwave bill. So if you are thinking about buying a solar system for your home, and if there's financing available with Lion Energy, we had Frank Davis on the show. The email blast was put out, and his link is there if you want to buy a solar panel system to furnish your entire house or just for emergency solar power. You can do that by going to thepowerhour.com and click on the partners tab, and we get a chop, all right? That's a old sales term. When they say you get a chop, that means you get a spiff, you get a perk, you get a contribution from the partner on our website. They're going to give us back a rebate or a kickback or whatever you want to call it. In other words, they're rewarding us for sending you to them, all right? That's how it works. This is why we have the partners tab on the Power Hour website, is so that you benefit from buying something, as do we. So as you grow your estate into something fruitful, where you can actually survive. And people need to start thinking about that, because the way this energy garbage and climate change and everything else, all this other stuff they're talking about right now, if they could control your electricity and they didn't like what you said or posted on social media, and I know a lot of you don't even play on the internet for that very reason, because you are under the radar. You listen to shortwave because you're under the radar, and maybe that's why you need more than just this show. And that's one of the reasons we're having Rick Kaler on Friday, is so you can talk about, and I'm going to get one of these kits, the satellite kit. And basically, once it's installed, I mean, you're getting hundreds of channels on both radio and television, and you're learning from other sources besides us. Okay. And that you need that flow of information. We have White Harvest seed kits back in stock, this being spring already. Time to start planting. We've had a lot of rain here where I'm at lately, so we're just kind of holding off until the rain lets up, and then we'll go out and start doing this. We have 10% off OptiVita products, obviously. That's why we had Frank Davis on yesterday, and 10% off of North American Urban Spice products. And tomorrow, Justin Porter, you know, the English-talking chap, joins us on the Power Hour to discuss what's going on at North American Urban Spice. So, with that said, and all of the other things that we do to encourage your participation, we move along. And of course, you know, we were talking about earlier the idea that we could succumb to a nuclear war. And that is the most unpleasant thing to think about at 11 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time in the morning. But the headlines now are reading that Russia says that a jet scrambled as U.S. strategic bombers fly over the Baltic Sea toward their border. That's right. It's a pair of U.S. strategic bombers flying over the Baltic Sea, according to Russia's defense ministry. And so they scrambled jets. They were allegedly flying toward the state border of the Russian Federation. A single Su-35 fighter jet took to the air to prevent violations of the state border by the American warplanes. It allegedly reached a designated air patrol area, but returned to its home base after the targets moved away from Russian territory. Oh, it just makes me want to go out and watch Top Gun. And of course, Russia has to make a stink about it. No violation of the state border of the Russian Federation was permitted, the ministry said. Not permitted. Who the hell? You know, if they wanted to shoot that Su-35 fighter jet down, all they had to do was just bring in a few F-14s or whatever it is that they're flying these days and engage in a dogfight. Yeah. Yeah, if you've watched any of the Top Gun movies, Maverick or whatever the case may be, you know, this is all, he really did fly the F-14, okay? So you have to understand that this is something that it's the movies, all right? We're talking about the capability these days. I mean, as far as strategic B-52 super fortresses, I mean, we're talking about some pretty antiquated aircraft. This is what, you know, Enola Gay and, you know, that boy. This is what they dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. These days, the technology is so good, they could park a Russian sub off the coast, the east coast of America, and launch multiple warheads. And and the thing is they could also come in and they could cyber attack us. Who knows? They may be here already with those plans to shut down the grid. And if they do, how many people are going to die within the first 48 hours? Because they need electricity to survive. And if the grid goes down, because we've been told in no uncertain circumstances, and it's been published out there, that it takes 9 substations being knocked out in order to completely shut down our entire nation's grid. How vulnerable can we be? So when you're thinking about stuff like this, understand that all this garbage that's going on in Ukraine, you know, like Zelensky, the technocrat, you know, he wants digital information. He organized the ministry to do that. Yeah, he's one of those technocrats that we have stories about in our email blast, inviting Western arms manufacturers to test their newest weapons against the Russians last year. Yeah. So I'm talking about, you know, they just want to get us involved and drag us all into World War III. And this is a big problem because none of us here want World War III. We just want peace and quiet. So, the Swedish government, yeah, has announced it's going to be Yimini or the Fjord, is going to be sending a delegation of police to Ukraine to investigate possible war crimes committed by Russian forces during the invasion of Ukraine. Oh, Yimini. Oh, that's going to be fun, isn't it? Yeah, investigate Russian war crimes. See, the thing is what most people don't understand is Ukraine, it takes two to tango. And Ukraine is murdering its own citizens and censoring its own media and going after Christian churches. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that is not welcome in America, but yet it's okay to do it over there. And the U.S., I guess, supports it. And all the warmongers, they support it. Anyway, we also want to let you know, too, that Joseph Meyer is going to be on the show as well. And he has a Straight Money Analysis newsletter. He'll be on at the bottom of next hour after ATN de la Boite. This is going to be a fun show today because we're going to talk about all sorts of stuff that affects you directly, your mindset. This is a, like, you know, InfoWars, what's their being saying? There's a war on for your mind. Okay, understand that. This is PSYOPs. Everything that's going on right now, this thing with Trump and being indicted, all of a sudden has got everybody on pins and needles. They're all Trumpers and they're all MAGAs and they're all domestic terrorists and everybody's, you know, jumping up and down, screaming bloody murder and, you know, calling their Congress people and you better do something to stop this thing. And the Congress is reacting. And if you don't react the way Congress wants you to, like DeSantis did yesterday, he just said, we're not going to get involved in this. I got enough on my plate in Florida than to have to deal with this situation. And boy, he got lambasted by the Trump family. Oh, we live in your state and you should be. Yeah, you should be what? You should be what? What should he do? Should he call out the Florida National Guard and surround Mar-a-Lago to keep him from arresting daddy? And putting cuffs on him and making a three-ring circus out of this whole thing is a three-ring circus, folks. And here's the thing. The Democrats, for some strange reason, think that if Trump gets arrested and indicted, that that's going to stop him from being the front runner. No, it's going to increase his popularity. That's what a lot of the Democrats who actually have a brain, they're saying, hey, I don't think you want to do this. This is not really smart politics. That is probably the ultimate weaponization. But you see, this is all part of it. I can cite at least two instances, Ruby Ridge and Waco. And all they had to do was show up and start something. Four cattle carloads. Yeah. And all these people surround the compound. They call it a compound. In Randy Weaver's case, it was a $5,000 plywood shack. And a compound, I mean, a little dinky fence yard with balloon-framed house. But that's a compound. We have to call it a compound because it's all part of demonization. Yeah, you see, demonization is what they do when they want to get the public, General John Q and everybody else, to side with them and make it look like the government is our savior. And look at, they're stopping these bad people. Uh-huh. You see, this is what they do. When they attack, they bring the media along with them to turn it into a three-ring circus. And this is exactly what's going on right now with this Alvin Bragg. You know, seriously, this guy, if he actually succeeds in getting an indictment, I'd be surprised. I really would. You would know that it was forced. See, because according to Jerry Spence from Freedom to Slavery, the book I was telling you about that talked all about Randy Weaver and his defense of Randy Weaver, you got to understand something. Prosecutors can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich if they want to. That's Jerry Spence's words. He's the cowboy lawyer that got Randy Weaver off on all of those trumped up charges, except for one, failure to appear. And whose idea was that not to appear? His wife, Vicki Weaver. And now she's missing her head. She's lost her mind, along with a bullet from Lon Horiucci, the FBI sniper, that fired through the door as she was opening it up to get Randy and Stephen Harris and everybody else back into the cabin after the gunfight started. You see, it's very difficult to wage war when you have a plywood shack because every bullet I know of can go through that plywood shack. So you got to think about the kind of house. If you're the three little pigs, which would you rather have a house made out of? Okay, think about that. This is the smart, common sense attitude I'm talking about here. If you're going to prepare, why would you build a house of sticks or of straw? Now, can bullets go through straw? Only certain ones. If you have bales of straw, you have a straw bale house. I can tell you right now with a certainty that most rounds won't penetrate. Well, then there's the 50 cal. That's a whole different animal, right? So anyway, you've got all these things that the government is capable of. You've got China and Russia in bed with each other. And of course, Xi Jinping, if you think that he wants peace between Russia and Ukraine, no, he's there to prolong it and weaken the U.S. because everybody in the U.S. is sanctioned, sanctioned, sanctioned. Hasn't worked, won't work, right? And not only that, but you see, they're the powers that be in the surveillance state in Russia, Russian officials are being told to get rid of their iPhones by the end of the month. Seriously. Because there are tensions over competitor states using each other's tech more broadly. In other words, they're using it to intercept enemy communications. Part of it. And see, this is the thing about China and Xi Jinping visiting there. He is in charge of China's technocracy to turn America into a surveillance state. So you will not have a prayer's chance in hell if they come over here and they start effectuating that system, the social governance system here. And of course, now we have TikTok. Yeah. TikTok, TikTok. You know, why do you think they call it that? Now imagine, here's, you got to watch about your child or your grandkids. If you've got a grandchild out there and they're playing on TikTok, understand what they're being exposed to. Because it only takes 10 minutes after creating an account on China's TikTok app, because that's who runs it, Chinese Communist Party, for that platform's algorithm to begin pushing suicide videos to 13-year-old kids. Yeah. That algorithm is so advanced that within 10 minutes, it'll start pushing suicide videos if the young TikTok user suggests he is sexually frustrated. All you have to do is on TikTok is say the right thing, and China's got an answer for it. Why don't you kill yourself? See, this is why you've got to get your kids off TikTok. This is why our, this is really funny how that works. The United States government has banned TikTok from all of its government employees' phones. However, it's okay for the rest of us to have it. See, that's all part of the depopulation agenda, folks, because if they can get your kid to hang himself, well, there's one less reproductive soul out there that can't make another baby. And it doesn't matter whether you're male or female, it takes two to tango, right? And of course, you know, in the headlines, weapons of mass distraction, we've got Republicans, of course, reacting to Trump's call for protests. They've been mixed, of course. Some are urging peaceful demonstrations. Others are recommending none at all. Don't show up. They're warning of law enforcement entrapment. And so this is all about an alleged misclassification of a payment made by Trump's former personal lawyer to adult actress Stormy Daniels, who Trump is denying having sex with. And so here again, you know, when you have a Manhattan DA named Alvin Bragg who says that my key mission here is to let all the murderers and convicted criminals back out on the streets while I go after Trump. I want Donald Trump, and I'm going to make it my mission to go after Donald Trump. And you see, the thing is it's got everybody so rattled in Congress, now they've increased security around the Capitol in preparation for a reported Trump indictment. You see, it's got them all wigged out. No longer is this we the people's Capitol anymore. Now it's them. You see, that's one of the reasons why government is the biggest scam in history. And I'm not anti-government. Governments are necessary, as I've said before, to do the will of we the people, not the other way around. And see, they don't care. They're there. They're behind the barricades, okay? You can't get in unless you have a pass. You've got to have a go pass. You know, $200 won't work. You cannot pass go and collect $200. Doesn't work that way. So, I mean, and here again, then you have Trump commenting, of course, That is, former attorney Michael Cohen is not a credible witness, as another Trump-affiliated lawyer, Robert Costello, indicated. And Costello was so concerned that he went to the grand jury to testify and hung Michael Cohen out to dry. And, you know, with, for good reason, because the thing is before, when Robert Costello, the attorney for Michael Cohen and his legal advisor, heard Cohen say, Trump didn't do anything wrong. All of a sudden now, anything Michael Cohen can say to get himself out of hot water, any hot water, including lie to a grand jury and fabricate evidence, Costello says he'll do it. He's motivated. He signed a privilege waiver. So I can come in here and I can tell you all about what he said and what he did. Nah. Amazing how that works. The Supreme Court, by the way, this is really amazing. For those of you in Michigan, did you know that it is possible for deaf students to accuse the Michigan public school system of failing to properly educate that person? And they can move forward with an ADA-based discrimination lawsuit. Yeah, because Americans, you know, parents are stepping up. They've become increasingly protective of the rights of their kids, and they're taking legal action, suing the school districts, going after their bonds, demanding accountability from government officials. Among other things, or the Latin word term is inter alia, parents say public schools have lost their focus on properly educating students and are spending inordinate resources on trendy projects, such as critical race theory and gender identity education. And just imagine how this is. Imagine that you are the parent of Miguel Luna Perez, now in his late 20s. The Supreme Court has ruled that he can sue Sturgis Public High School under the Federal American Disabilities Act. Yeah, even though he's already sued the district under the Federal Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. Well, there's all these acts he can sue under. So he found himself an attorney, and they're suing Sturgis, Michigan's public school district. Perez, by the way, immigrated to the U.S. from Mexico when he was 9 years old and argued the public schools of Sturgis, Michigan hindered his education by failing to give him a qualified sign language interpreter. Okay. So now here's something else you got to understand about this immigration problem. If they make them all U.S. citizens, can you see what all these immigrants could do? Here's one classic example of not teaching properly. To where deaf kids and handicapped kids, do you think that possibly the Spanish or any other language out there that's not English, which is why Missouri, for example, passed a law that English is the official language. Now, can you imagine that being able, if you're an illegal immigrant, to sue over some incapacity like this? Wow. Crazy, isn't it? Hey, we've got a new virus, a new fungus coming around. There is fungus among us. Yeah, we'll be back to talk about that and take your phone calls after these words from our very important Power Mall. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Stay with me.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And of course, 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, on the Power Hour, Dave Krieger with you. And we appreciate all of those of you who, after 8 a.m. Central, will call and talk to Jay. We have a new product that is on the Power Mall now. And I got to talk about this for a minute because many of you have always talked and were persuaded about the idea of taking stuff that is all natural. And you've been very, very, astute as far as investigating products and making sure that they're okay to take. We have always promoted that. And we have a new, it's not a partner per se. One of my sponsors on the Krieger Files has agreed to make a deal with the Power Hour and the Power Mall. And it's called Virex. And I know that there's going to be some pushback here because Virex says it's all natural. And it was created in a lab in New Jersey, made in the U.S., and just want to let you know that it is available online, and you can read the label, and you can choose to purchase it or not. The backstory that I have been informed on, and I'm going to record a commercial for this, so you know, because I'm going to read what their attorneys wrote, because I know you're all concerned about taking stuff that is harmful to you. And I've been taking Virex now for over 2 weeks, and I have noticed... Really, I'm still healthy. I'm still here. So understand that the Virex was designed with the idea of getting rid of the spike proteins in those who have gotten the jab. Okay, I'm going to reiterate this. I did not get the jab, nor did I get a swab. Understand that. We're all on the same level playing field here if you are thinking the way I'm thinking here. And so when you see, and I used to take Z-Stack all the time, but this product, Virex, has two more ingredients, vitamin K and bromelain and turmeric, that Z-Stack does not have. And so I'm taking it instead. Now, some of these products look like they're synthetic. They look like because they were lab created, all right? There is some titration and other things going on where they put stuff in a tube and drip it, all right? You know, these are things that they done, but it was all made in the United States. This ascorbic acid did not come from China, because a lot of them do. And see, you're all critical. And if you don't want to buy Virex, that's okay. We're supposed to be getting it in and we're taking advance orders for it, but, and this is just, you know, precaution, because I know there's going to be some pushback. I've already sold a case of it. Last night, I got in a phone call and a guy bought a whole case and he's going to give it to people he knows who have taken the jab. So understand that is the reason it was designed. Now, do you have to take it? No, nobody's twisting your arm. It's $39.95 a bottle. And it's money back guarantee. That's, you know, whatever. You want to push back and say, well, this stuff doesn't look real to natural to me, so I'm not buying it. You're not hurting my feelings one bit. You know, people are taking it, and it's all been word of mouth, because people who took the jab are now starting to wake up. They're seeing family members die and they're regretting it. They're regretting taking the shot. And so the makers of Virex did this with the intention of helping people get rid of the spike proteins. Now, will it get rid of all the graphene oxide and the mRNA and all the other crap they injected into you? Don't know. Don't think so. It was designed to knock out the spike protein, because what does the spike protein do? It causes your entire immune system to attack itself. And that's one of the reasons why it's a lethal bioweapon. And so that's the reason Virex was created, is to kill those spike proteins so they can't do any more damage to your immune system, because if you end up sick or your immune system is down, I mean, this is what they were broadcasting on mainstream media last night. CDC warns of dangerous fungal infection spreading through the U.S. at an alarming rate. Oh, my God. Candida auris. Oh, my God. It's cultured in a petri dish at a CDC laboratory. Oh, they're culturing it? Makes you wonder if this wasn't released to the public. Say drug-resistant emerging fungus, serious global health threat. Oh, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, no. Candida auris. It's a rare fungal disease easily spread through contact with contaminated surfaces or from person to person. Can cause severe illness in hospitalized patients. Weakened immune systems. You see, that's who they're going after. The immunocompromised. That's one of the reasons why they created Virex, okay, is to help with that. Now, if you don't want to buy it, don't buy it, all right? I've been taking it. I got a whole case of it. I sold a whole case of it last night. There are people out there that right now want to stop this spike protein from invading their systems. They want to stop it. They want to cut the production and kill it completely. And basically, it's a supplement, all right? Understand that. We can't make claims because it says that right on the label, for those of you who want to go on our website and read it. But like I said, you can smite them all you want, say, I'm not buying that. Why are you carrying that product? Well, because there are people out there that have needs, and they believe that they'll try anything to stay alive. That's what this is all about. It's your health, protecting your immune system. And I've been taking it, and I've got no complaints. Am I endorsing it? Well, like I said, to each his own. Oh, wow. We're just getting word now from the New York Post that a Southwest aircraft almost hit an ambulance. Whoa. We'll see if we can dig that up. Yeah, I get these headlines flashing across my screen. Man, this is crazy. A federal judge has granted a preliminary injunction against key parts of California's Unsafe Handgun Act that would require new semi-automatic handguns to be fitted with certain safety features, finding it violates the right to bear arms under the Second Amendment. No, fine. I have a judge that Yeah, this California Unsafe Handgun Act was enacted in 1999, and it sought to prevent accidental discharges, according to advocates, requiring new handguns to have three specific safety features. These included an indicator showing whether the handgun is loaded and a disconnect mechanism to prevent it from being fired if the magazine's not fully inserted. Wow. Yeah. So any of you that have seen the latest weapons out there understand that they have multiple safeties on some of these new ones. I know Smith & Wesson does. I've been reading about it. But, you know, like I said, back to the lions and tigers and bears, oh my. You know, people have to keep their immune systems up. So you do what your conscience tells you, okay? That's number one. They're all of a sudden, you know, I mean, if you read Epic Health and some of these other things, you'll see, oh, well, we've got a new vaccine out there that will, no, you got to trust your gut now. Instincts got to tell you, do I want to do this the natural way? And many of you, if you were watching Fox last night, see, I've already seen these things because the Virex people have a blog that they put out called The Second Smartest Man in the World. And this blog showed the video of Fauci going door to door in D.C. with Mayor Bowser. And they're sitting there encouraging people to take the jab, and they're getting pushed back. And you people are offering money to take the jab. There must be something wrong with that. I mean, they're letting them have it. I mean, they're going into black neighborhoods, and the black folk are letting them have it, baby. You go. You go, man. You go. Yeah, but I heard that you didn't. I heard that you can get COVID even if you take the jab. You should have heard them unload on Fauci and Bowser. And they're like, okay, we've had enough. And they run away. You see, they said, no, we're not taking the jab. And they got this whole crew behind them, all wearing masks. They look like, you know, the behemoths, and we've got jabs and we'll give you the shot right now if you just take it. And they're going door to door in that little 10 square mile area. And they're getting pushed back. Their own residents don't even trust them. Wow. I mean, you got to love this. And see, this is one of the reasons why the folks at Virex actually care about your immune health. Because if you go and you look at the supplement facts on our website, it's got vitamin C, D3, K, zinc, manganese, quercetin, citrus bioflavonoids, bromelain, turmeric, right? It contains no dairy, wheat, gluten, eggs, peanuts, soy, tree nuts, fish, shellfish, preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. Take two capsules a day with meals. There are 30 servings per container. Serving size is two capsules once a day. That's what I do. All right? Yes, does that mean an individual can go through two bottles a month? Yes, it does. Now, if you're trying to clean out the spike proteins, you know, you can try it. It's not going to hurt you. It hadn't hurt me. I feel good. You know, that's all I can say. You can try it if you want. If you don't, you're not going to hurt my feelings. It's just there. It's available if you want it. It does look like, from all indications, says all natural on the bottle. And see, their attorneys had to be very careful with the way this was put out. All right. This is what I was told. All right. But you can read those facts for yourself on the website. We're all about solutions and trying to help people. And when I talked to the people at Virex, and they told me exactly what the intention was, because they knew that the spike protein is going to weaken the body's immune system. And so we've come out with something. In fact, this is what Z-Stack, what they claim, Z-Stack, Zev Zelenko, one of the frontline doctors who put out Z-Stack, he copied this. They copied that formula that Virex has. But Virex has more components in it than Z-Stack did. And so I'm trying Virex, and so far I've got no complaints. So, but I'm not saying that you have to buy it. You don't have to buy it. You can try it if you want. If you don't, I'm not going to twist your arm, all right? I'm just telling you that it's there. We just added it, and it's on advance order. And if you want it, you can order it. And I know, you know, you got to understand that a lot of people are going to look at the label and say, well, this is all full of synthetic ingredients. You only sell. Why are you just selling stuff like this? Because of needs. Because there are people out there that Virex wants to help. You know, there's not all evil, sinister people out there. You know, because I would not, if Virex was harmful, I would not be here right now. I wouldn't be on this show. We'd be finding fill-in hosts again until we could find a permanent replacement, because I wouldn't be here anymore. So understand, I'm taking it as a preventative along with my 12 milligrams of ivermectin. And we have Paratrex on the Power Mall. How many of you bought a bottle of Paratrex? Raise your hand. Now, that's a sight gag, okay? See, this is what I'm talking about, supporting and about caring about your health and your immune system. That's what we're all about here. So whatever it is you need to do, if you have a need or you want to buy some to give to somebody to help a loved one who has taken the jab and you want to give them a 30-day supply, you buy a couple of bottles of this stuff and send it to them and say, please take two of these every morning with your meal. At least you feel good about it, okay? Because the reason it was designed is to stop the spike protein from replicating itself in the body, because it weakens the immune system and turns the immune system on itself. It's a bioweapon designed to do that. And see, here's another big problem. We have an economic impact of obesity. According to an article by Joe Mercola, it's going to surpass $4 trillion by 2035. Obesity is an epidemic. It shows no sign of stopping. Got it, my Cheetos. You know what's amazing about this book that we're going to be talking to Etienne de la Boite? That's his pseudonym. Yeah, we're going to be talking to St. Stephen about this book because it has all of the manufacturers, all the global manufacturers in here that put this crap, this ultra-processed food chain. It's all in this book. So you know who to boycott. I mean, that's virtually damn near everything you buy. All that junk food in the aisles, it tells you, you got to stay out of certain aisles in that grocery store. When you look up at the sign and it tells you junk food, well, they don't actually say that, do they? It's like I went to the grocery store, I saw impossible meat. Whole case full of impossible meat at my own local grocery store. That's the junk that's fake meat. That's the stuff that's got mRNA in it. So yeah, you go buy that and infect yourself. Jeez. I mean, come on, people. Little common sense here. You know, according to the Pentagon, if you want to believe them, 77% of persons aged 17 to 24 do not qualify for military service for three critical reasons, one of which is being overweight or obese. You know, for those of you who might suffer conscription, or in other words, forced draft, because now all of a sudden we're in a war and you have to go to war. Well, you're overweight. We can't take you. I'm sorry, son. You're exempt from the draft. Then maybe a lot of people are going to go out and fatten themselves up so they don't get slaughtered. That kind of works opposite, you know, because talking about fattening the calf for slaughter, biblical, you know. Here they're deliberately making themselves fat so they don't get drafted. Wow. How's that work? I don't know. It's kind of a crazy idea, isn't it? I mean, here's the thing. If you are obese, your immune system's been compromised. So you got to do something about it. We have a lot of diabetics out there listening to the show. And I feel for you guys. I really do. You know, that's why I hear it from doctors about there about controlling your carbs and controlling your fat intake. But then you got other doctors out there telling you to go on the keto diet, yet it's very difficult to hit ketosis. Some of you are able to do it. Some of you are not. And if you can't, you get frustrated. Ah, the hell with it. And go and eat another bag of Cheetos, right? Wow. You know, this is the ultra-processed food. Then you got orange fingers. You ever had that happen? Yeah, it happened to me. I have not bought a bag of Cheetos in ages. I think it was last year I bought my last bag because I can't sit there and just eat one. Remember that commercial? Bet you can't eat just one. That's programming. What do you think they call it on TV? What do you think they call it programming for? It's like what they're doing to your kid. They're programming him. Well, maybe you should question your gender. Yeah. Now we got an ex-transgender teen suing Kaiser Permanente over giving her a double mastectomy. She questioned her sexuality. This is a teenager detransitioning from her lifestyle as a transgender male. She was a woman. She had her breasts lopped off. You know, this life-altering gender-affirming surgery that they performed on her at 13 years of age. Her name is Layla Jane. She's an 18-year-old who underwent a double mastectomy 5 years before she became an adult. And now she's saying, I don't think I should have been allowed to change my sex before I was legally able to have sex. I don't think I'm better off for the experience. I think transitioning just completely added fuel to the fire. That was my pre-existing conditions. Struggling with what? Suicidal ideation, social anxiety, depression, body dysmorphia, an eating disorder, and was bullied before her decision to get the mastectomy. But who did it? Doctors at Kaiser Permanente got her all hooked up. See, this is what you got to worry about. They're brainwashing the kids. Yeah, boy, you tell your kid, look, you keep your mouth shut about sex when you go to school, because as soon as you say or start singing, rabble, rabble, you tore your dress, they're going to go, oh, you have a gender identity problem. You're singing that David Bowie song about you got your mother in the world. You're not sure if you're a boy or a girl. You know, See, the parents have the right to control that behavior, because a lot of people, you know, I mean, what are you going to do when your teenage son comes to you and says he wants to be a supermodel? And you're going, you mean the kind that appears on the front page of GQ? No, mom and dad, I want to appear on the front of Sports Illustrated in the swimsuit edition. And you're going, OMG. Tim in Michigan, how are you, sir?
Yeah, low-income people, if they're bridge cards, I'm paying for Pepsi products, sodas, and all this junk food they eat. We're the only nation in the world where poor people get fat. And then the poor people are in the hospitals, and we're paying for that with their poor health. It's a paid-for system that we the tax people are paying for. You stand in line with your raw meat and potatoes and watch somebody with a bridge card get a 24-pack of Mountain Dew, chips, ice cream, and it's sickening to watch.
It is.
It's just sickening. Hey, and one thing for you. I drove by the Pfizer building in Kalamazoo this week. And they got big old signs out on their fence that says, science will win.
Oh, God, look at the programming. Oh, my God. Well, how many people take it to heart, Tim, up there? How many people up there you think got the jab? A lot of them.
A lot of them.
Oh, God. They made Pfizer rich. And they think, oh, this is good for the economy because we did the American thing. There's a real problem with doing the American thing, isn't there?
After the city of Kalamazoo gave them tax exemptions for that they would stay in town, now they're making all the money, and I haven't heard them volunteer to step up. And they're adding on. That's where the signs come from. Boy, they're putting on new additions, and because this is the business to be in right now.
Yep. I get it. It's unbelievable.
It's not good.
It isn't good. I appreciate that. Thanks for your input this morning, Tim. Good point. Poor people, and they get food stamps, and they go out, and what do they buy? Yeah, that's Tim obviously has been in the grocery store. He's seen this stuff firsthand. Have you seen it firsthand? I'll bet you have. And you're looking, and they pull out food stamps or their Star Card or whatever the case they're paying with, and it's just like, you're like, damn, is this what they're eating? I mean, they're going to go through all the stuff that you see in the grocery store. They're going to go through this stuff in a couple of days, because you know if they're stressed out, they're going to sit there and sit on the couch and watch The View on TV and gorge themselves with junk food and guzzle half-gallon bottles of Pepsi. You know, I mean, it's bad news, folks. It's bad news, because that stuff is not good. You ever open a can of Coke and drop the nail in it, and then check back a few days later to see what happened to the nail? That's what's going on inside your system. Yeah, this is pretty crazy. and then now they're programming your kids, you know, to think that they're the opposite sex and that they should do something about it without your consent or your knowledge. Yeah. Existing home sales, what do you think happened to them? They've skyrocketed. Now, yep, 14.5%. That's a pretty good hike. Seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.58 million homes sold. But prices of the homes are declining. You see, because more of them are entering the marketplace now because people are trying to get themselves situated just in case. People are upset with living in blue states and they're moving to red states. That's all. I bet you a lot of it is. It's white flight. And the whites are a minority of this country. You ask Larry Elder and anybody else out there that understands what's going on. White supremacy is impossible if the whites are the minority in America. It's impossible. It can't happen. And not only that, but white supremacy is an ideological lunacy. It's backwards. It's totally backwards thinking. We have had, and see, the culture war says African-American. They were called blacks. They were called colors. They were called Negroes. I mean, they were, you know, depending on what era of our history they lived in. You know, they were called other names too, which that N-word, now that's become a culture issue because people, especially slave owners, decided that was an appropriate name. Well, that doesn't make it right. But here's the thing. Everybody is moving and prices of homes are dropping. Most important takeaway of this whole story. And no, I'm sorry, but redlining is against the law. So you mortgage lenders out there better watch it. We're going to talk about our government has failed us and all this other great stuff in this book. We're going to try to get to Etienne de la Boite or whatever his pseudonym is on the air after these words. Stay with us.
I'll tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.